starts with the name calling. Like that Paula Deen. Remember Paula Deen got fired from the Food Network? If you know anything about show business, it is really hard to get fired from the fucking Food Network. And they dropped that bitch like a hot potato. All because she called somebody an N-word 30 years before she had a show. I don't know who she said it to, but whoever it was just looking at her like, I'm gonna get you for this bitch. And she came back 30 years later like a Bill Cosby rape and sunk a battleship. And every black person was mad, but we weren't like that mad. It was more confusing than it was infuriating. I was just like, well, how's this bitch gonna call me a nigga when she taught me how to fry chicken? That's not fair. I think Donald Sterling shit was more serious. Remember Donald Sterling? He used to own the Clippers. And that he got caught on a secretly recorded tape saying some very unsavory things about African Americans. And there's a lesson in that for all of us. The lesson is, if you are old and white and racist in this great country, whatever you do, don't tell your black girlfriend about that shit, because that's who made the tape. She recorded all that shit, and the tape was terrible. He was like, stop bringing these black guys to my games. First, we're all confused, like, well, how the fuck are you gonna have a game without us? But it turned out that the black guy he was speaking of was none other than Magic Johnson.